It's Morning Edition from NHPR. The U.S. Senate is set to begin its review of the health care overhaul bill that narrowly passed the House last week. The American Health Care Act attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. That bill is expected to undergo significant changes in the Senate, but there are concerns about what impact the bill, as it's written now, would have on efforts in New Hampshire to combat the opioid epidemic. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen joins us now to talk about that issue. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Senator, when it comes to addressing the drug crisis here in New Hampshire, what do you see as the impact of this bill as passed by the House last week?
Well, I think it's important to point out that we're still trying to figure out what the bill actually means because it was passed without any independent analysis and without any cost estimates for what the cost of the bill would be or what the impact on those who currently have health care under the Affordable Care Act, what the impact on those folks would be. So we're still trying to figure some of those things out. But as I understand the bill, it would dramatically reduce the amount of money that goes to Medicaid. As most people in New Hampshire know, it was the expansion of Medicaid that has been so helpful in providing treatment for people who are dealing with substance use disorders. And so the fact that it would dramatically impact Medicaid and that treatment that people are getting means here in New Hampshire, we will have tens of thousands of people who, if they don't have another option, and most of those people don't, will lose their treatment for substance use disorders. So it will have a very significant impact on people dealing with substance use disorders.
And this is obviously something of concern to both sides and both sides of the aisle here. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in New Hampshire say they're concerned about the future of Medicaid expansion, I know. And, you know, the bill passed by the House makes significant cuts to the program. But how key will that aspect of the law be as the Senate works on its own version of the bill? And you know, what are you hearing from lawmakers that you've been talking to?
Well, it's really too soon to tell. We know that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has appointed some senators to take the legislation and look at it and see what they might offer in the Senate. I was disappointed that there are no women as part of that group because the significant impact of health care is on women. Women got substantial rights as the result of the Affordable Care Act. We're no longer able to be treated as a pre-existing condition as a woman under the Affordable Care Act. There is coverage for contraceptives under the Affordable Care Act, and all of that is at risk with this new proposed legislation that came out of the House.
Well, and in talking about pre-existing conditions, there's been a lot of angst, of course, about that and about other things that may not be covered that are currently covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's right. It's not, again, it's not clear how the pre-existing condition piece would work. As I understand it, it would be left up to the states, and they would be able to set up high-risk pools for those with pre-existing conditions. But what we know from our experience in New Hampshire and in other states is that those high-risk pools have not worked very well. They have very high deductibles, and often people are not able to stay in them because they can't afford the cost. So the fact that we've got over 600,000 people in New Hampshire who have some kind of pre-existing condition, that they might not be able to keep their health care is just unconscionable. You know, most people, I heard one person say, well, they haven't led a healthy lifestyle, and so they should have to pay for that unhealthy lifestyle. Well, the reality is most people with pre-existing conditions didn't choose those pre-existing conditions. I was at an event Saturday night sponsored by the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation to support type 1 diabetes. Nobody with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, asked for that condition. They were all born with the predisposition that comes along sometimes in their lifetime. It has nothing to do with how much exercise, what they have to eat at all, just as most chronic conditions don't. So to suggest that people with pre-existing conditions deserve to pay more for their health care is just, again, I just don't understand it. You know, I don't understand how people can be so unfeeling towards those people who really need health care.
Over the weekend, I know Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said he doesn't expect any help from Democrats in trying to pass a bill in the Senate. What do you say to that? Are Democrats willing to work with Republicans on this in any fashion?
Well, what I've been saying for years now is that we need to work together to address what needs to be fixed in the Affordable Care Act. We all understood when we passed it that for any change that major, it would require addressing fixes along the way, just as when we passed Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, there were changes made to those programs over years. But what we've seen, unfortunately, from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle is that they have not been willing to try and fix it. All they've wanted to do is to repeal it. And what we know from their original plan, and this one doesn't seem much better, that the House was proposing, is that over the next 10 years, 24 million people would lose access to their health care. Wouldn't it make so much more sense for us to work together to come up with a plan that we could all support? And so it's disappointing to see that there is a deliberate effort on the part of this administration, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Price, to undercut the Affordable Care Act. And he's going to be in New Hampshire on Wednesday. So I would urge people, he wants to know what people are thinking. I would urge people to go to that event, to let him know what the concerns are, to let the governor know, who seems to think this plan is fine despite the impact that it would have on Medicaid and substance use disorders in New Hampshire on those with pre-existing conditions.
Senator, Republicans say they are ready to pass this bill with a simple majority. So how do Democrats ensure that they get a voice in helping to craft whatever ends up being in that finished version? I mean, obviously you want the public to let people, let lawmakers know what they want. But how do Democrats ensure they get a voice in helping to craft whatever ends up being the finished version in the Senate?
Well, I don't think the procedural roadmap is clear yet. There are some requirements around what they have to do when they're trying to do the process that they're using, and it's not clear to me because they're not allowed to add to the deficit after 10 years, and because we don't have the cost for this bill, we don't know what it would mean for the deficit.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.